objectives. When developing a shared vision in your marriage, there's a place for both goals and objectives. In either case, clearly define what you want, both for your marriage and from each other as partners. Goals can be general in nature. Our goals might be things we wish for or would like to happen. For example, some couples might have marriage goals such as always treat each other with kindness and respect, spend more time doing things with other couples, read and discuss good books together, show more affection with lots of hugs and I love yous, go on a cruise together, take a 10-day backpacking trip together, learn to trust each other more completely. Objectives, on the other hand, are different. They are much more specific in defining precisely what the couple wants to do, acquire, or become, and when they will accomplish these things. When couples establish objectives, they are more likely to see these desires not as something merely hoped for, but as clear outcomes they have committed themselves to accomplishing within a certain time frame. My first experience establishing marital objectives was a class assignment in a personal and family finance college course. During the fall of my senior year, a professor asked my class to set 5-year goals for ourselves. Being a rather ambitious young man who had been taught by my father that anything you can conceive and believe, you can achieve, I decided I might as well shoot for what I really wanted to do, in spite of some rather tough obstacles. At the time, in addition to supporting myself entirely in college, I did not own a car, and I was living in the cheapest available basement apartment in town. I was 23 years of age and about to get engaged, so I figured I should be clear with my almost fiancé about my educational, career, and temporal objectives, which would significantly impact our next 5 years together. These were my 5-year goals. 1. Complete a bachelor's degree. 2. Complete a master's degree. 3. Complete a doctorate. 4. Be a university professor. 5. Be a marriage and family counselor. 6. Have at least 2 children. 7. Be out of debt. 8. Own a home. Actually, these were more personal objectives than they were marital objectives. Nevertheless, I established them at this stage of my life because I knew that to accomplish them would require the full cooperation of a marriage partner. My fiancé probably felt those plans were a bit ambitious, but basically said, "Okay, let's go for it." Exactly 5 years from that date, we had accomplished all the goals except for number 8. Because we knew we would be moving in less than a year and decided to wait until we moved before purchasing a home, which is what we did 10 months later. It required immense self-discipline and sacrifice to accomplish these objectives, but we both felt that the prize was worth the price, so our trade-offs seemed worthwhile. We did not feel deprived because we were pursuing goals we had freely chosen.
We all know our goals and objectives don't just happen. We must do something to make them happen. Once you've established mutual goals and objectives, you need to determine specific actions to accomplish them. To do this, list a goal or objective, and then list each step or action needed to accomplish that goal. If a specific time frame is involved, it's important to list the date of accomplishment for each action so you can stay on schedule. In my college classes, I have taught students the following simple format for establishing objectives and action plans. 1. Determine an objective. A. Define specific actions to accomplish the objective, making sure to address things like time frame, who is responsible, and how will we follow through to ensure it is done. Here's an example of how a couple can achieve their desire to experience a shared special activity together. Objective 1. Go on a cruise together in November. A. Get the brochures and the prices from the travel agent. Time frame, by July 1st. Who's going to do that? John. Who's going to follow up? Linda will check with John on June 15th. B. Decide where to go. Time frame, by August 15th. Who's going to do that? John and Linda will talk with friends who have gone to different places. Follow up. Discuss and make the final decision when we're out for dinner in mid-August. C. Save money for the trip. Time frame, by August 31st. Who's going to do that? John and Linda will work together on a budget and a savings plan. Follow up during the marriage weekly council meeting. D. Schedule the trip for November. Time frame, by September 7th. Who? John will book the trip with a travel agent. Follow up during the weekly marriage council meeting on September 4th. E. Board the cruise ship. Time frame, during mid-November. Who? John and Susan. Follow up by remembering to enjoy the journey each day of our trip. Experience teaches us that some things in life we can determine and others we cannot. When we have specific objectives to accomplish, we must understand and define what we need to do in order to achieve them, and then be willing to work together. This can be easier when we develop written action plans to guide our efforts and ensure that they're more effective. Couples who want their lives guided by their shared vision need to determine which aspects of this vision our dreams will work for and which are objectives we shall accomplish. Last year, my daughter and son-in-law began a demanding but exciting adventure together. They entered the Amway business and soon were exposed to an organization which required them to think about and develop a shared vision of where they wanted to be in 5 years. This review of their lives included establishing personal and marriage goals. This process has helped them make such positive changes in their lives. Not only have they set goals, they are taking the steps necessary to reach them. They're spending almost as much time in the pursuit of knowledge, gaining new perspectives and learning from books and tapes, as they are in working on their business. Not only are they gleaning ideas about how to build a successful business, but they are learning many practical tips about reinforcing positive marriage and family relationships. I've been so impressed with the personal progress they've made, and also by how their focus on working together towards their mutual goals has brought them closer together. Once you have established some specific goals and objectives, you will need to periodically review them to ensure they remain consistent with the overall priorities in your lives.
Spousal synergy.